He was a 19-year-old sailor ashore in Japan. She was a 31-year-old Japanese woman. This is the beginning to the memoir, Please Enjoy Your Happiness, the story of Paul Brinkley Rogers, former sailor and Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. The author writes about 1959 and the lingering impact of the woman he left behind a lifetime ago. For many years, Paul Brinkley Rogers worked in Asia as a staff member of Newsweek, covering the wars in Vietnam and Cambodia and the death of Chairman Mao, as well as Japan's economic miracle. He also reported from Latin America for the Miami Herald, sharing the Pulitzer Prize with a reporting team in 2001 for the coverage of the Elian Gonzalez custody battle. His new book is Please Enjoy Your Happiness, a memoir, and we welcome Paul Brinkley Rogers to the roundtable this morning. Paul, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much for being here and for sharing the story with us. What led you to want to write about this particular experience in your life at this particular time?
Well, I'd had a very successful and rich professional life, very rewarding. I got into my 70s. I didn't do what a lot of men who get into their 70s do. I continued working hard, both at part-time jobs and other things. Started traveling to Central America, to the small country of Costa Rica. And there I had a friendship with various retired Americans, similar age to me, and a lot of the conversations that we had together were about women that we had known in our youth, love affairs that didn't work out, things full of regret. And I remembered that when I was 19, I had this friendship, this relationship with this woman from Japan, and that she had written me letters. But I didn't remember the content of the letters or if I still had them, but on one return visit to the USA, I went through all the boxes that I have, went through my book stacks, and then one afternoon opened up a book, a very heavy book, collection of letters of poetry, and out fell her letters. I sat down on my couch, arranged the letters in chronological order, started reading, and immediately burst into tears.
Mm.
This is in my mid-70s, something I didn't do when she was writing to me when I was 19. I was just a young sailor kid, didn't know anything from anything, didn't realize how significant a person she became.
How did you meet, and especially given the age difference?
Well, you know, I was a sailor aboard the USS Shangri-La, an attack aircraft carrier. Our first port of call in the Far East was the city of Yokosuka in Japan. First night ashore, I walked into a country and western bar there called the White Rose. I walked in carrying a book of poetry, poems by the British poet Dylan Thomas. And this woman emerged from the shadows there inside the bar and looked at me and looked at the fact that I was carrying a book and said, "What is that book?" It's a collection of poetry by Dylan Thomas. She looked at me as if I was in some sort of danger for daring to walk into a country western bar carrying a book of poetry. She asked me how old I was. I said I was 19, and she said, "Come with me." And thus began a conversation that lasted through the entire summer, a conversation that also included letters from her that she wrote to me while the ship that I was on was wandering around the Pacific. And I use all of the letters, all of the wonderful letters I received for her in the book.
The letters are incredible, and I'm curious as to your immediate reaction when you read them, when they fell out of that book that day.
Well, you know, I immediately knew what they were. They were typed and also handwritten on this paper that was used in Japan at that time for correspondence made of mulberry leaves. And the whole thing about the letters is that she folded the letters. The letters still have her DNA on it, on them. And if I can still smell the scent of her perfume on the letters, something that young people nowadays, unfortunately, are not going to be able to enjoy when they become old because they're so busy texting, et cetera, et cetera.
So when you came to this particular, when you came to the letters and you read them, was there anything that surprised you about them, about the content of them?
Yeah, the first thing was her astonishing knowledge of literature and poetry and film and opera laid out in detail in the letters. I mean, she included lyrics from popular songs, both Japanese and American from that time, included excerpts from poetry written in the 9th and 10th centuries. Included references to Japanese films of the 1950s. It was sort of like the golden age of Japanese cinema, including such films as Rashomon, which many Americans are probably familiar with by Akira Kurosawa. All of her letters were full of those sort of cultural references, as well as descriptions of what it was like for her to write letters to somebody like me, a young guy, the fact that she missed me when I was there. She constantly asked me, "Do you remember me?" But again, this was a friendship, right? This was certainly a romance also, but this was not what you would call hooking up nowadays.
You only saw each other that one night?
No, for the entire summer. The ship got to Yokosuka in April. And it left the last day of summer, September 22nd.
And is that shortly, and then the letters began shortly thereafter, or was she writing to you?
No, she was writing to me while the ship was cruising around the South Pacific to places like Hong Kong, the Philippines, Taiwan, Okinawa. So while I was at sea, there would always be letters arriving by sort of air contact with the ship, letters delivered, in other words, in mail pouches. And when I left, when the ship finally left Japan in late September, there was one more letter. And I can't really tell you if how she and I said goodbye. In her way of looking at it, she was not saying goodbye. But again, you have to read the book to sort of understand what I'm talking about.
Right. When it came to the actual writing of this story, how much of this was you telling a story, and how much of this was sort of putting it into a perspective for yourself?
Right. That's a great question. You know, after I finished the first draft of the manuscript, a couple of friends of mine who are writers who were reading it all told me they loved it, but they thought I should also add a couple of chapters about myself and the way I am now. I'm now 77. When I was writing, I was 75. So they wanted me to sort of look back in time as a 75-year-old, to 1959 and that whole experience with her. And they also wanted me to write about what I'm up to nowadays. And,
And you were okay, and that's what you wanted to accomplish.
It sort of surprised me at first. I was not really sure people would be interested in the way I am now, but actually when I wrote those two extra chapters, those were the chapters which a lot of friends of mine especially liked, and the same with the publisher of the book here in the United States, the same sort of response, that those two chapters about you are especially strong, people have said. But of course, the heart of the story really is her letters, my recreation of the whole experience that I had with her, the scene in Japan in 1959. Unfortunately, because of the internet, you know, you're able to do all sorts of research nowadays you couldn't do before. For example, I know I needed to listen to Japanese music from the 1959 to recreate scenes. And I was able to go online, went to a music lover's page, typed in what I was looking for, and lo and behold, made contact a couple of days later with a composer of avant-garde classical music in Paris, France, who just happened to be a fan of Japanese music from that time period. 2 weeks later, a large package arrived on my doorstep via FedEx. This guy in Paris sent me part of his collection of vinyl records from that time period. That's just one example.
Well, the book is out and is extraordinary. It's Please Enjoy Your Happiness. It is a memoir written by Paul Brinkley Rogers. It is published by Touchstone. Paul, thank you very much for sharing with us this morning, and best of luck with the book.
Thank you, Joe. Enjoyed it.
Great pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.